Harper One and Harper Audio present You're Already Awesome. How to silence your inner critic and step into greatness. By Allison Faulkner. This is the author. A note before we begin. For a list of works cited and loved, and notes on the text, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/ You're Already Awesome. To the one who is at their breaking point, and to all those who support and lift others who have hit theirs. For Julie, who came down in the hole, sat with me, made me laugh, believed me and believed in me, and then helped me and this book find our way out. Oh, and to the one, the only, the talented, the sexy, and the sensational magician of music and creator of aura-bending tunes, my husband, Mr. Eric Robertson, I love you more. Spent years doubting myself. I'm done with that now. Nakia Homer. Introduction. Feel awesome now. Hello, I'm Allison, and I'm really super excited you are here. I think the best way to introduce myself, which seems necessary because we're about to have a lengthy conversation in book form, is to do it the way I do it when I'm speaking to an audience that I've been hired to speak to, which is something I regularly do. So let's set the scene. I want you to imagine a very average-looking, and I do mean average, as in average height, average weight. I'm 100% serious. I'm the exact average in the U.S. White, blonde, white lady in her 30s in a pseudo-professional, but also very loud outfit. Imagine her, which is me, slowly climbing the stairs to a stage while air humping, thrusting, and maybe adding a bit of a spin to a song that will either make you immediately like me more or cause you to question if you should skip this thing entirely. Let's say James Brown's Get Up Off of That Thing. I will enthusiastically shimmy onto stage, take a moment to catch my breath, and then tell a brief anecdote that will connect us. For example, in this case, I might say, isn't starting a new book exciting? I know I love starting a new book. I always hope it will do what I want it to do. And then I do a sort of transition and say, so it's awesome we both like starting new books, but who am I, right? Why did anyone hire me to speak to you? Then I whip out the big guns and show you my first slide. It has an illustration of my head wearing large sunglasses. This tells you a lot. It tells you this woman has commissioned and paid someone to illustrate her face. She seems to like sunglasses. And then next to my animated floating head is the caption, I am not totally sane. I'm not entirely sure how most audiences respond to this, even though I've done it dozens of times. I'm not entirely sure because I'm personally so amused by it every single time, I don't notice if anyone else is. And before anyone has too much time to become uncomfortable, I follow it quickly with slide number 2, which says, but I am awesome. And I believe you're awesome too. Okay, we're back in the book now, and here's what I mean by awesome. Yes, I was born in Southern California and have been accused of having a Valley Girl accent, but I don't mean awesome in a gum-popping, airbrushed on a surfboard kind of way. I mean it in the way that you are full of awe. Awe being a quiet, reverent respect. And why are you full of awe? Why are you so insanely and inherently awesome? Because your existence in every single moment is a phenomenon, a miracle. There is no other entity with your combination of experiences, genes, timing, relationships, ideas, and awareness. You are a creation of infinite potential and growth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?